Welcome to Native Talks, Jen here again, and today we're talking about presenting your achievements. I'm actually the best manager the office has ever had. Before I got here, no one really knew what they were doing. Comments like that make listeners cringe. I know it makes me cringe. Narcissistic brags aren't revered in the office. Most people favor modesty and humility over gloating. And sometimes, in an effort to avoid sounding like a blowhard, you might become overly modest. But keeping your success to yourself and minimizing your achievements can be a problem too. Maybe you just got a promotion and you don't tell your friends the good news because you're afraid they'll think you're bragging. Consequently, they miss out on celebrating right alongside you. Or maybe you're talking to your boss during your annual performance review and you downplay your achievements so you don't sound like a narcissist. Ultimately, you get passed over for the next promotion. It is okay to share your success, as long as you do it in an authentic and humble way. So here are 7 ways to talk about your accomplishments without sounding narcissistic. First, keep the emphasis on your hard work. Saying, "Oh, that was easy," or "I barely tried," sounds arrogant. When you've accomplished something big, emphasize your hard work. Say, "I worked really hard to make this happen, and you know what? I deserve this." And listeners will respect your triumphs when they know you put in a lot of effort. 2, don't belittle other people. Avoid disparaging remarks about other people. Put downs like, "No one else has made half as many sales as I have," won't elevate your status. Instead, you'll just sound mean. Leave out comparisons if you can. If you cross the marathon finish line in first place, it's okay to say you were first. But don't add that the second place finisher was a mile behind you. 3, give credit where it's due. Acknowledge the team, friends, or family who helped push you along the way. Similar to the acknowledgments in the back of a book or an Oscar winner's acceptance speech, point out that you aren't solely responsible for your own success. Say, "I couldn't have done this without such a supportive spouse," or "My team really stepped it up to make it happen." People are receptive to hearing success stories when credit is given where it's due. 4, stick to the facts. Sweeping generalizations and positive labels equate to tooting your own horn. Stick to self-disclosure rather than self-praise, and you'll sound more authentic. Rather than saying, "I'm an excellent leader," say, "Since I took over the team, sales have doubled." Let other people interpret the facts. If they conclude you're an excellent leader or a rockstar salesperson on their own, you'll still come across as modest. 5, express gratitude. Make it clear that you don't think you deserve good fortune simply because you're a great person. I mean, is anyone really that perfect? Show gratitude by saying, "I am so grateful that the company gave me this opportunity," or, "I'm thankful that so many people are interested in hearing my message." Expressing a little gratitude will show you're down to earth. 6, don't add a qualifier. Saying, "I hate to brag, but ... doesn't excuse showing off. In fact, it only draws attention to the fact that you know what you're about to say may be a turnoff, but you're gonna say it anyways? Instead of a semi-apologetic warning, try saying, "I'm so excited to share my good news," or "I'm happy to announce," before you tout your latest accomplishment. 7, avoid the humble brag. It can be tempting to add a disparaging remark to offset your compliments about yourself. But saying, "I'm so embarrassed I let my Lamborghini get this dirty," won't earn you any points. In fact, studies show humble bragging makes people sound insincere. So if you want to make a good impression, avoid disguising self-promotion as a complaint. You're better off directly communicating your accomplishments. Own your success without sounding like a narcissist. Before you tell other people about your success, consider why you're touting your accomplishments. If you're hoping to gain admiration from others or you're trying to make someone else look inferior, it's probably not a good idea to share. It's important to get comfortable with your success. When you feel worthy of your success, you'll feel less awkward talking about your greatness. Additionally, when you own your success, you won't feel compelled to share your achievement to prove to other people you're worthy. Instead, you'll be able to talk about your performance in a productive manner.